plays bridge every day, but
that far behind.
She doesn't do, I mean, she watches the soaps, and she still drives, in fact, which is a very scary experience. I did it, I drove with her once a couple years ago, but I don't think I'll do it again. So, that's sort of it on my father's side of the family. The rest, there's not really that many. I mean, we have relatives, but they're all over the country, and
well,
I don't know them that
way.
Right, the direct line. Okay, my mother's side of the family.
And
she came from the Southern Baptist traditional type background.
Wow, did her parents tell her when she converted?
No. They didn't get on her simply because they weren't that type, you know?
Okay.
Plus, she was 31 years old when she did it. I mean, it wasn't like she was an 18-year-old making a girlish mistake, you know? So, my grandmother on her side was just a, you know, farm wife type. But my grandfather wasn't really a farmer. Yeah, they had this big house, and they rented out half of it to boarders, and he had orange trees and little fruit trees in a garden, and he was a super mechanic. That's what he did for a living. He was a mechanic. He lived to be about 83 or 4, too.
Anyway, all this time,
and he had a heart attack. And now, I don't know much about my grandmother's education. He went to Clemson College. He was a football player. And he was just a, you know, a huge guy. Even up until, well into his 70s, I remember I was building a go-kart at my house, and I bent the axle, and it was like a 3/4-inch steel axle, and he bent it back in shape with his hands, you know. So it was just his ticker that went. The rest of him was okay. And then after that, my grandmother just sort of lived for another couple years, and then she was killed in an automobile accident. This is about 5 years ago. Now they're from big families down there. My mother just had one brother, but from great aunts and uncles, or I have, you know, they had like 8 in the family, and then my mother's brother had 8 kids, and it was that type of family situation where everyone had, you know, well, my grandfather was weird because he just had my mother and my uncle. Everyone else, he had 5 sisters and 2 brothers, and then that was just the type of families they had there on that side of the family. Now, my father's side of the family, people were a little bit more reasonable. They'd have a couple of 3 and stop, you know.
Okay. What countries are you descended from on, well, say, your mother's side?
Okay. Well, this isn't like second or third generation. This is way back.
Yeah.
Scotch-Irish on my mother's side. And on my father's side, maybe my great-grandfather, that group. Or Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Germany, Romania, that type of.
Do you know where the name Cyprus comes from? Is it an Anglicization?
I have no idea. No.
It was probably changed.
Well, maybe, but I don't really know. I mean, I don't think it was changed or sure. It may have been completely changed. It may have been translated, or it may have been just picked a different name, but it wasn't like the
Jewish immigrants. They had to pick a more pronounceable name.
Well, sometimes they shortened it or they did something like that. But it could have been translated, but no one knows.
Okay.
We don't keep very good records in my family.
Oh, that's right. That's your brother's.
Idris, that was my grandfather's name. So I got the first name and he got the last name.
Okay. Alright, that's enough about your family illness.
Okay.
How would you delineate the sections of Nashville?
Okay.